Kelly, describe what a setting the bar story is.
Well, see, the bar is like this little life hurdle that we put pretty low to the ground, thinking you can successfully leap over it by just not doing this.
Right. Oh, gosh. Imagine how annoyed you would be when a job that only takes 30 minutes actually took 3 days.
3 days? Oh.
If you can manage to make it through the day without not saving a guy who fell down a 40-foot abandoned well because you thought his screams were that of a ghost, you're doing okay.
Your first thought is the well is haunted, the hole is haunted?
Haunted, yes.
But you didn't like think to look, hey, maybe I should see if someone's making those sounds?
Right.
That sound like a person yelling.
Yeah, that's exactly why it's a setting. The bar story, dude's 22. He fell down a 40-foot abandoned well in Thailand. He survived. He has bruises. He, you know, he broke his wrist. And, you know, so he was down there, right?
How in the world did he finally get discovered if the person that hurt him just wrote it off as a ghost and I'll just go about my way?
We'll get to that. He started screaming for help. No one came. Now, look, it's not like in the middle of downtown, right?
It's out in kind of a secluded area.
Yeah, this well's kind of in a forest, right?
Okay.
But there is a small village nearby where people should have been able to hear him.
Is it a functional well? Do they come to it and get the water?
So it turns out several people in the village did actually hear him calling for help.
Shut up.
They didn't investigate the well because they were scared and assumed it was a ghost.
Come on now. Come on now.
They thought the forest was haunted.
Okay,
And he was stuck in the well for
three. How did he finally convince someone that he's not a ghost?
3 days.
Did he finally say, hey, help, I'm not a ghost?
No, cops drove by and heard his screams. And oh, that sounds like someone in need of help.
Right, and we should probably investigate that, not assume it's a freaking ghost.
Right, and so literally he was saying, he told the police, hey, I've been yelling once an hour for 3 days straight.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And so, actually, he was very lucky that the cops were driving by right when he was screaming.
Yes, because everyone else just assumed
it was a ghost.
He was a ghost. Hey, guys, don't go near that well.
Haunted.
That's haunted.
Haunted. Definitely haunted.
Is the moral of the story, if you find yourself at the bottom of a well that you include in your screams, I'm not a ghost. I'm an actual person.
Maybe you need to do that. So he was stuck there for 3 days. Only took 30 minutes to get him out of the 40-foot well.
Oh, well.
Now they're deciding, you know what we should probably do?
Put up a sign that says the well is not haunted. If you hear screams, someone fell in.
No, they're actually doing you one better. They're sealing it up to make sure no one else falls in.
That is better. If it's not a functional well, people think it's haunted anyway. It'll be peace of mind. Sealing it up will block the ghosts in there.
Yeah, listen. And if you think, oh, that's a Thailand problem, that's not an America problem, think again, because over 60% of Americans believe in ghosts. So if they heard it, don't think it couldn't happen here, too.
Oh, good Lord. Don't go over there. I heard some weird screams out of there. Must be that crazy well ghost.
Yeah, that ghost has been there. I'm telling you, he's been hauling and hollering.
He's persistent. He won't shut up.
I just wish someone would shut him up.
Gosh, that is so awful.
I know.
The multiple people made that assumption instead of like, maybe I'll go take a little look-see. Just look over the edge.
Listen.
See what I see.
It is the rule of the crowd, right? It's like, hey, one person says, you know what? That's haunted. Someone else hears it and is like, you know what?
I think, you know what I heard? I heard that was haunted.
I think he's right.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere
I'm
near
not
that.
Going anywhere near there. Okay, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without not saving a guy who fell 40 feet down a well because you thought he was a ghost, then you're doing okay.
I'm salty at the entire village, if I'm that guy,
right?
A long time.
There you go. Oh my gosh, how could you walk around that village?
Oh, I'm holding a grudge.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Hi guys, remember me? I'm the well ghost!
I'm the guy who fell down the well!
You guys ignored me!
That's your setting the bar story.